R-E-K. It's Eric.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you.
And I won't put you through the pain of spelling my last name. I'll just give you a business card.
I'll give you mine.
Perfect.
I got a bunch of these from the OTA, but I know they're all gone. Faces change all the time.
That they do.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm surprised about, you know, usually waste management does this. They buy out our contracts. I've been trying to get you guys for the last 10 years to come out and even give a bid. You haven't. Yeah. Oregon must have made it feasible for you guys to be right here. And
yeah. Okay, this is great. So 1 through 7 is for the trustees' use only.
Yes.
This one down here is for us to put on the website.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. That takes care of one of my questions.
Go ahead.
So that's the one we want to put on the website.
Correct. And Joel was not going to make it, so I thought I would take notes for him. And he talked me through.
You already turned on the recording.
Kevin
did. Okay.
Kevin did, yeah. Kevin said he'd make sure that we did it right.
I'll turn the backup on as well.
Yep. Yeah, because sometimes I used to hit my feet down here, and I would disconnect it. It was my fault.
Why was it halfway through?
And it means a lot sometimes. Yeah.
I
have a sister that's a zoning inspector, and so I got myself in a little bit of trouble there. People weren't too happy about it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say anything more. We're on tape.
I may have to get Kevin's help with this. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, we got it right there.
Wonderful.
Because I even saw people that they figured they were going to have the same service as Oregon and everything, you know, like Oregon had before, unlimited, you know. So
Oregon's arrangement was you could put it on as many cans as you wanted?
Well, it's kind of unlimited, yeah, before you guys took over, I think.
It's still a primary. This is a backup.
Turn that on.
So when they went out to bid, they had basically four different options.
You told me to press the red button, but it's not doing anything.
Option one was to keep things kind of the way they are, you know, and it was unlimited bagged or personal containers.
Maybe recycling. Maybe we should wait and start the meeting.
Yeah,
we gotta wait. We gotta wait a few minutes anyway.
Oh, do we?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Shoot then.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, I mean, you know, so Oregon, that's what they had was just, you know, what we'd call unlimited, you know, and it was just manual collection, handpicked with carded recycling. Well, they ended up making the decision to, you know, not continue on with the recycling and transfer that over to drop stations instead of curbside collection. And they actually awarded us a contract for unlimited handpick. But we did have, you know, which was more, but we still took the opportunity and negotiated with them to put a cart out at every house. And so now between the cart we provided and the recycle cart, which residents are now allowed to use as a trash cart, you know, it's pretty much containerized. They still have an option. So, like, I'm sure next week after the holiday here, you know, I'm sure we'll see carts out to the curb that are full, as well as some extra bags that are next week. Well, we'll hand pick those. You know, if we need to, you know, we'll dump the cart and then handpick the extra bags and throw them in. But that was a bid scenario, you know, so that's what we negotiated through their latest RFP.
You got the, original. Do you have
this?
No, this is actual.
Oh, yeah.
Stars.
Yeah, yeah, that little contract, yeah. Okay. Yep. Yes.
I found everything.
Scott,
did
you connect with Terry or Tom?
You know, I believe Terry was going to be here this morning. According to our business development director, Ben Pearson, has been in contact with her. And so that was my understanding, I think, hers as well, is that she was going to be here this morning.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thanks.
All How big a town you in?
What's that?
How big a city are you in?
Oh, that I live in personally? So our city is about, well, we have a $20 million budget, and we have roughly, what, 100, 110 employees, I do believe.
Oh, you're pretty good size then.
Yeah, 7.1 or 7.2 square miles. We're right in the city of Trenton, Michigan, so we're right along the Detroit River, and where the Detroit River and Lake Erie meet up, so... So yeah, it'll be a fun new experience for me. I spent the better part of 25 plus years in working with or for local government. So I have worked for the city of Plymouth, Michigan for many years.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Before I took the step to become a garbage man. So.
Well, it's 8 o'clock. We'll go ahead and start. We'll get this. Yep. So I'm going to call the December 20th, 2019 special meeting regarding the trash pickup, the acquisition of All-Star by Republic. I'm going to request the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by roll call. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we'll do roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Bo Miller. Present. All right, gentlemen. So we called this meeting today to discuss the acquisition of, you guys go by Republic, right?
Republic Services.
Okay, Republic Services acquiring All-Star. Which has our current contract for what, 2 more years or 1 more year?
It's another year and a half.
2021, August 31st.
With 2 1-year extensions.
Okay, with the extensions. So basically, the trustees, we want to kind of put a name with the face, or face with names, and you know, we have some questions. We just want to make sure that service is going to stay the same for us. As David mentioned before, we've had waste management out here, and it was an absolute nightmare. And when Tom and Terry come in with All-Star, our residents have not been happier. Mark had actually posted this out on Facebook the other day that, you know, we're going to be getting it, and people are livid. They're just, like, devastated because they've been so happy with All-Star.
Honestly, you can never make everybody happy, but comments are running 9-1.
Yeah.
Saying, whoa. All-Star's just been wonderful. Yeah. So, as we take you through our questions, what I'm hopeful that is that we can report back to our township residents that, you know what, all these things that you guys are happy with, Republic has agreed to continue all these things.
Yeah. So, if I may, and I'd like to introduce the team here. It's kind of the spokesperson, as I usually am. My name's Scott Cabalot, as most of you know. I'm the Municipal Services Manager. I work out of the Southern Michigan market, as well as now the Toledo market in addition. Personally, I've been in the business for 15 years with Republic Services, started in May 2004. Prior to that, I had 10 plus years in local government, predominantly around managing solid waste and working with and ended up managing solid waste and collection programs for the city. So very well versed on both sides of the aisle on that issue. What I do for the company is I'm basically government, local government relations, client relations. So I make sure that, you know, if there's any concerns from you as elected officials, appointed officials, street administrators, whatnot, you know, I typically interact on that. Not necessarily a day-to-day process, but more contractual type issues, concerns, community relations, and things to that nature. With me is Jim Glover. Jim's our general manager. Jim has complete oversight and responsibility for all of our operations, including sales, maintenance, landfill operations in the Toledo and Sandusky marketplaces. Jim, I've been fortunate enough to work with Jim for geez, probably the greater part of what, 6 years now? Something like that. Mm-hmm. And both of us were up in the Detroit marketplace together, working up there as well, until Jim took the position down here. So, Jim, can provide a couple more details about himself, but Jim's ultimately, he's the general manager. He's the one that will have ultimate oversight and responsibility for making sure that we have trucks. Trucks are maintained. We have drivers. Drivers are here, and we're in full compliance and keeping in with the parameters of the contract as it exists. I also brought with me Larry Peterik. Larry is our operations supervisor. Larry will be the day-to-day supervisor here in Jerusalem Township. He lives in local Oregon. and so Larry's been fortunate enough to help us out, or it's been great to have Larry help us out in residential, as he's typically in charge of industrial roll-off routes. But Larry does have a very unique sense and understanding of this eastern part of Lucas County, being a resident over in this area. He did work for his prior employer did work in the city of Oregon as well. I don't know if you ever had experience here in this. We do have experience here in Jerusalem Township. So Larry will be the day-to-day person. Any operations concerns, Mrs. Jones at the corner of A Avenue and B Street didn't get picked up, or maybe she put her stuff out late or whatever. Larry will be the person to handle those types of requests. So I did provide you with a contact sheet here, kind of in that order, right? Larry being the top of the food chain there. Chelsea Hicks is our dispatcher, and we usually say if you're gonna email Larry, feel free to email Chelsea and Laura and even myself on that too. I don't mind getting emails at all. I usually rely on Larry and Chelsea and Laura to kind of field those, but it's always nice to feel and get a pulse of what's going on. We have a couple other supplemental supervisors that have been included in this list as well. Let's see. So that's kind of the team that I brought here today. I will say that our intention is to do everything, and we're going to follow the contract, follow the days of service. There's really going to be no change. And that even goes down to the drivers. We have retained, or we are in the process of retaining the existing drivers.
Really?
From All-Star, yes.
That's good.
So we're, and as a matter of fact, Tom, one of the co-owners, is actually going to be coming on board with us to help the transition as well and make sure things go, very smoothly. I really don't see many changes at all up front. And when I say many, the only change you may see, it may be a different truck, but other than that, it should still be the same people in the trucks. I mean, Jim and I had a conversation on the way out here this morning, and the plan is to put the drivers in either their truck or the new truck, or a newer truck, and different truck, I should say, and have them run the routes. So we don't plan on making any wide-scale changes. The reality is this is going to be planned for January 6th. As far as that goes, and we're like basically on the last day. I mean, this might as well be January 5th today, because everything shuts down between now and, between, say, the end of the day today and the first of the year. So,
right. Well, that's why we wanted to try to get this in.
absolutely. And I appreciate that.
And I think that is absolutely awesome that the drivers are staying, because they're the ones that really know the township.
Yeah, sure. And they are, they are All-Stars brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
Obviously they've done a great job from the feedback that your residents have given.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've been tracking any of the feedback, but I have been watching it, and I'm astonished. I have never heard of residents tipping their garbage collector staff. They're just so pleased with the level of service that they're getting, and so if you guys are able to just step right into that, You guys will be heroes.
I mean, I'll tell you that I know you're, I understand the concerns from the residents anytime there's a change in anything, whether it's, you know, whether it's waste and recycling services or, quite honestly, whether it's the mailman, you know, I mean, mail person, I should say. You know, people don't like change. And so that's why we try to phase this in and, you know, and do things like this. This is going to be very, very positive, in my opinion, because of the fact that, you know, we're retaining the drivers and the equipment, but mostly the drivers, you know, are going to be coming over.
Yeah, the equipment's a little rough.
The equipment's a little rough, and that's why we're going to put some different trucks out on the street. But from our perspective, at least we're going to have some, you know, we're all about spare equipment, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to make sure that we have, you know, backups for a backup.
Right. So. Good. So I've got a few specific questions, you know.
Before we do that, I don't know if Jim or Larry, if you wanted to add anything.
No, I can just a little bit about myself. I've been in industry about 26 years now. Started on a truck, if you will, and kind of worked my way up. And so we're excited about this process. And to Scott's point, having them employees come on board and make that seamless transition, very important to us too. So we look forward to the challenge and to the excitement and the change.
And I myself have been in the industry for 21 years now. I remember, I don't know if you remember me, but I remember you.
Yep.
Back in the waste management days, I've been gone from waste management almost 9 years now. So I am familiar. I used to drive it out here as a driver and as a supervisor. Like I said, it's been 9 years since I've been there. But so I'm familiar with the area as well. I'm also familiar with one of the employees that used to work for us. So him coming back over, I think, is going to be a great thing from All-Star. So...
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, the one on the big truck, but...
I'm not sure if it's Tony or...
Anthony.
He's Anthony.
Tony Wittenberg. Okay, yeah, Tony. Yeah. So if it's Tony, I worked with him before in the past. So.
I had one question.
Sure,
And because I understand the contracts are going to read the same. You're honoring the contract that we had with All-Star.
We are, yes.
What about the cans that we currently... So you guys still are going to do hand pick out here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna, nothing's gonna change as far as service wise.
So we have a number of residents that have the All-Star garbage cans, the toters, I guess. Are those gonna stay in play, or are them going?
Hello. I apologize. We have a truck down in Luna Pier, so
not a problem.
He's coming.
Is it Terry?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark Sattler. Nice to meet you.
Bo Miller.
Hi, I don't think I've ever met you.
Probably not.
Hi,
no.
Mark. Nice to meet you.
Dave Bench.
Hi, Dave. I've met you.
Yep.
How are you? How's your knees?
Hi, Terry.
Pretty good.
Good. I was telling Mike. We'll talk to you later.
So the along with the toters, you guys bought all those also that go with the.
Yeah, it all. Goes
okay, so. Our residents are going to continue using them, mm-hmm. and they'll be paying?
They'll be paying us. Okay. You know, eventually, the invoicing, probably starting next month, well, it would be starting next month, we'll switch from an All-Star invoice to a Republic
invoice.
Just as your invoice would do the same thing. Right. So.
So will you be eventually phasing them cans out and putting Republic cans in, or are you just going to run them?
As far as the trash carts at
the toters.
Yeah, so the toters we'll probably leave out there. We may sticker them long term. You know, as a replacement is necessary. Say a cart breaks or something happens, then at that point in time, it would not be an All-Star toter. It would switch over to a Republic branded. You know, blue. Our colors are blue. So like our business, we're all like real simple, big simpletons, and like we go by colors. We're blue, waste management's green, you know. I mean, there's other companies that are orange and, you know, and lime green and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, they'll just get a Republic branded toter moving forward. And that actually goes the same for any kind of steel containers as well. So if you had a rear load container or roll-off container, front load container, whatnot, those containers, if, you know, I don't think there's any roll-off containers. So it would just be really in the front load or the rear load containers. If for some reason the bottom rusts out on it or, you know, it needs replacement, it would come back as a blue container instead of what's currently out.
We just have the one, right, Kevin? Here at the hall?
Yeah.
The one
rear load. That's what I thought, but I just want to, you know, so. Okay. So, yeah, if that container, something happened to it and, you know, we had to replace it, it would come back as a blue container, so.
Okay.
I don't think that one has any labeling.
In sizes, it's 30 gallon, isn't it?
All right, great. First question is around level of service. So one of the services that people really absolutely rave about is that the All-Star collectors walk the cans back away from the road to reduce the scattering of cans from the vehicle slipstreams, because we got a lot of high speed roads, and they'll walk them back, and people just absolutely love that. Is that a continuing level of service that we can tell our people that they can expect?
Yes. Again, I'll revert back to the fact that, you know, our plan is to have the same drivers, the same, you know, the same team out here. There's going to be no different direction in that process and protocol.
And forgive me, I'm going to be a little redundant because I've hit every one of these things that I've seen people ask about. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. Up on there, we have a road that's very tight. It's called Dyke, D-Y-K-E. Very tight access. It's a private drive, and it's actually a little bit too narrow to get a full-size garbage truck down. But All-Star has I think it's like a modified pickup truck. That they're able to
dumper truck.
A dumper truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're able to get that up there, and believe me, everybody loves that because there's no property damage. Is that part of your level of service?
That will remain the same. So I haven't personally seen the truck, but it sounds like it's a park hand truck. That will be part of the deal as well. I mean, they'll be taking that equipment over. In addition to, we also run two of those trucks? Two or three of them that we have within our existing business unit.
Oh,
so
great.
That's not out of the norm to have those trucks, but that's exactly what those vehicles are designed for, is small areas, niche areas that you just don't want to get a garbage truck into because
shouldn't be on some of them roads. They just shouldn't be on.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, Mark and I had a conversation earlier this week, and I said, you know, especially when you're talking about all these communities along the lake, you know, a lot of them were all cottages.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just vacation homes. The forefathers never, you know, when they were planning these properties and these homes, they never thought about garbage trucks. That's the last thing anybody ever thinks about. Even to this day, when people are building beautiful buildings, like, oh, well, we got to put a garbage can somewhere. You know, how do we get rid of the garbage? It's always the last thought. But no, we're going to continue that service with that piece of equipment.
Great, thank you.
Now, you're talking about the Dyke up in Reno Beach.
Correct.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Now, there used to be, I wish I could remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of the road, but it had a real bridge that we could take a heavy truck.
Yep.
Just go over there. Stop right before.
What's that?
They bring it out.
They bring
it
to the other side of the bridge.
I wasn't sure if you said a park hand that way, too. It's been 8-9 years since I've been over in this area.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really changed over there with the new park, and that's the only house there, that big mansion.
Okay.
Is the only house there, and they take it on the other side of the
bridge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't like buying bridges.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to buy
bridges. Nobody else does either, because that's why it's still old there.
Right.
If you put a garbage truck on that bridge, you're buying more than a bridge.
Yeah.
It's a new truck, too.
Okay. Next is remedies for service complaints. So you've already provided us with the phone number for distribution to the public. We'll put that on the township website.
What numbers do you want posted as far as a contact for residents? Not us, but a resident to call you.
The bottom one.
Okay,
right,
it is at the bottom.
Bottom.
Okay.
It says for public use only.
Okay.
Or for public distribution.
All resident calls, yeah.
Yeah, so it says for public services call center for all resident calls. It's an 800-234-3429. They can also go to republicservices.com. At the website, there is under residential, for residents or residential, there's an opportunity for residents to plug in their address and information. We're in the process of trying to update this information onto the website, and they will at one point be able to pull up information that's pertaining to Jerusalem Township. So if there was a flyer that was developed or guidelines or something that you have for public distribution, if you can provide that to me, that'd be great. I can post that on, you know, include that as part of our website and such. Any, we don't have service calendars here because you're just trash. So that wouldn't really be an issue. But yeah, any kind of information that residents need, we can post that, or you know, we can include that on our website. In addition, residents, if they do have a concern, they also can do that, file a request through our website as well. So just plug in your information, your email, and all that good stuff, and go from there.
All right, very good. We have all of the other numbers for trustee and staff use only. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Thank you. In our community, there is a community-based Facebook page called Talk of Jerusalem Township. It's, I think, at least 50% of the township is on that page. And Terry, thank you for monitoring that page. We have, people will often go to that page before picking up the phone. And I had dealt with an individual, and then the individual took to the page, and he turned to 180 after Terry chimed in and answered him directly on that page. He was absolutely delighted. And so if whoever the appropriate person is, if you know, it's a closed group, all you have to do is request to join the group.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to do that, you can kind of, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of other discussion out there, but if there's an issue about garbage, you'll see it pop up, and to be able to then chime in and answer that concern, it just, you score big, because people are saying, wow, they're talking to me on the medium that I used.
Yes.
So the social media presence, I guess.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys have something.
We do. So our, you know, being a bigger corporation, we have silos of people is what we like to say, and so we have a whole corporate communications social media group, typically at any of our levels, right, in the company, we typically don't get that involved with social media, and I mean, we're aware of it, and we're obviously not, you know, prehistoric to it, but we let the corporate communications group handle that. So this is kind of a little bit of a different request. I'm gonna chat with our communications director on that, and we'll, we will do our very best to make sure that it's monitored and try to keep up with that cadence, so.
Yeah, it's amazing. People know that, you know, garbage is delayed on a holiday, but they get right on there and they ask, is garbage delayed today? It's like, well, yeah, you know, they're not, every year, nothing's changed,
so,
you know,
the other
so.
Thing, you know, I was gonna hold off on letting you know this, but once things get kind of moving here after the holidays, we'll probably would like to get an address list from you of all the addresses that are in the township that participate under the program. Reason being is we'd like to load that up into our routing software.
Oh, that would be
great. And so that does a couple things for us. Obviously, it gives us true addresses that we're servicing in the community. It also will allow us to enroll residents if they, you know, on the back end. They'd have to do it on the front end. But they can go ahead and download our app. And so we do have an app. I think it used to be My Republic Services, but now I think it's just the Republic Services app. We've simplified it. And the residents can go ahead and report a concern. They can report an exchange on their cart if they have one. There's a couple other things they can do on there. It's actually kind of handy. It does tell them when there's holidays, so we can push weather alerts out. So if we're going to be delayed because of weather, and we had a couple of those last year, which was really my first year in this marketplace for that, I was really impressed by the local media and how well they work with us and contact us and say, hey, we want to do a story on, you know, today, you know, it's you guys are closed. Tell us why. Well, it's a level 3 snow emergency, and, you know, they're saying nobody can be out on the roads. But I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy to oblige, right, in the interviews. But in the Detroit marketplace where I'm more versed, it's kind of funny. They don't really care. Republics, you know, they're shutting down, trashing all these communities. It doesn't even make the ticker bar at the bottom of the news. So it's just kind of funny, the different markets and how they react. Mm. But back to my point on the app, they will have the opportunity to download the app onto their phone, and they can, you know, that's just another avenue for them to contact and communicate with us.
Great, that's a great idea. Okay. New names and addresses for payments, notices, etc. Will you be providing?
I will provide that. Yeah. So Roxanne McBeth is our financial manager for business unit finance manager for this area, and she was going to be here this morning, but she had something come up that she unfortunately.
And that's fine. I don't need to have it now, but
so yeah, no, we will get that information over to you.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Okay. That's all of the questions that I've got prepared. Any other questions anybody can think about?
Yeah, see, you pretty well covered them, Mark, but I have one more.
Sure.
We have an unlimited pickup in June.
Oh, good point, yeah.
And I think we better start working on that. We usually do it about the second week.
Okay.
And we do it when they usually pick the garbage up, that schedule.
Okay.
If that works, I'm just putting it out there so we get working on this.
We prefer, I'm going to speak for the operations team, and we prefer Saturdays, quite honestly.
Oh, you don't want to do it on the regular days they pick up.
We prefer, but that's something I think we all need to chat about.
I'll get with Tom and kind of get an idea and feel for how that runs and make sure. And if that's something that we feel we're comfortable with, yeah, we can continue that. But
that's the way we used to do it with waste management. It was always on a weekend.
Sure.
Yeah. What we did change a little bit, since your history with waste management and the monster piles of just everything thrown, we did require a couple years ago that they start bagging most stuff, trying to get away from the cardboard boxes because it never fails. It rains on Friday night. You still will have some of those. We don't expect you to pick every little thing up because there are rules there that they're supposed to do some of it. And when Tom and them first started, I fielded a lot of phone calls and looked at a lot of piles along the way. In some areas, it's cut down quite a bit on what we had. You still got some areas that you will get a lot piled up. And I don't know where these people store half of this because there's big piles. But we're trying to tone that down to where it's either in a can or bagged. Make it easier, because with being the road superintendent, I deal with a lot of this stuff too, and I don't want to stand there and hand pick 50 little things off the ground where they could have put it in a bag or multiple bags. So that's acceptable to you guys. And please, if there's anything that you can offer that you would like to see different with it, let us know. We can try to incorporate it in the rules, and that way ahead of time they know. Sure. And obviously there's some people out there that must never read a piece of paper or nothing, because they always say, well, we never got that. Well, with our website, and a lot of times before Unlimited, we'd send out flyers, which All-Star sent out the flyers for us and dealt with some of that. We'd put a little clip in the paper on the Unlimited. And please, if there's any issues during that, and I've worked real well with Tom, I can give you my card, call me, or have the drivers call me. I can go look at piles and tell you, no, this is ridiculous, skip it type stuff, or yes, we have to get it type stuff. So
yeah, I think we didn't have too many complaints this year.
No.
On that cleanup.
No.
We'll make sure we have a guideline, we used that last year, it was completely different than before. Which would be something great for your app. And you guys, then you can, you know, incorporate it.
Did you remember last year what the tonnage was?
Ten.
On the Unlimited?
Yeah, it was like
It was right around 16.
I was going to say, I think it's the lowest. It was the lowest it had been in a while, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, we had been figured 50 or 60, and it went down.
Yeah, we knocked that out a lot.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. The one thing that I think helped with the keeping the tonnage down, because obviously we're paying per ton on that, is, like Kevin said, where do they store all this stuff? I think a lot of people,
comes in,
relatives, right, bring it in, and then we foot the bill for that, which...
It's very generous.
Well, I'm not happy about it, but one thing that I did like, I think helped this year, or last year, was it was on the, it wasn't on the weekend, where people had the extra time to get the stuff out there.
Yeah.
So that may be something that, you know, if we could possibly do it on the regular day.
Yeah, the thing it, is, that sounds. Yeah. I'd get with Tom and them, see how it went, because I know we had a community that we took over earlier this year, and it was supposed to be on, as they got picked up on a Monday, and it was an absolute disaster. Because it's like, oh, it's only, you know, 2 or 3 extra loads, and it turned out to be 15 extra loads.
Yeah.
So, and that's the main reason why we would want to push it. I mean, if it's only 16, 17 tons, that's.
Yeah, well, period.
Yeah, that was last year, and I think that Dave is right. I mean, there were years that it was 40
and
50, 60 tons.
Yeah,
and back when I used to.
Yeah, there's only, I mean, honestly, there's only a couple piles we actually left because of it, because they didn't follow the guidelines, like bagging it, and there's a pile of stuff out there.
Right.
So that, you know, as a financial standpoint, that helps us. We're not paying for Oregon and Genoa's and Toledo's that the people come out here and dump. They don't realize that we're paying per ton. So,
and what I did with Tom, like on some of those piles, they would call me, I'd go look at them and maybe have them return, get the big items, all the loose stuff, that's the resident's problem to pick up. But anything within reason, obviously, if they roll a burn barrel out there and the burn barrel's 100 pounds, I don't expect you to try to put that in the truck.
You know, we get very, very nervous about burn barrels. I've actually... I was at a cleanup out in Saline Township up in Michigan, and a gentleman brought a burn barrel up, and he said, I'm not kidding you. He said, why won't you take burn barrels? I said, because I don't know if that thing's hot or not.
So
he had some other stuff we're going to let him take, right? Well, he had thrown also like a propane tank or some kind of compressed tank in this burn barrel.
Yeah.
Right? Like at the same time as a couple minutes later, boom, that burn barrel was still hot. It didn't look hot, but it was still hot, and that propane tank or whatever that compressed, boom, just shot up through the air. I don't like burn barrels.
No, I don't blame you.
And there's nothing fun about a truck fire. You being in the fire department, there's nothing fun about a truck
fire. It reduces tonnage, including the trucks. So. But
that's an awfully expensive way to
But typically out here anymore, there's very few burn barrels left, and I haven't really seen any. If you see one at the road, it's half rotted off and it's been dead forever.
Long as it's really confidently dead, you know.
Yes.
And we still have the scrappers out here getting every bit of steel can.
Right.
So that helps our tonnage too. We welcome them at times. You know,
we haven't picked up a refrigerator in probably 5 years.
Okay. Another question came to mind, and forgive me for not knowing this, but we have a recycling program here. Does that fall under All-Star?
No.
That's not. Okay.
No,
it's solid waste.
Lucas County.
Lucas County.
Okay.
As long as he brought that up. Next door, it's supposed to be a recycling center. We've had on a couple occasions where somebody's went in there on the weekend, backed in and loaded a dumpster completely full of garbage. Waste management would pick that up. Obviously, we're charged for it, but they would pick that can up and dump it for us. Is that something that you would be willing to
absolutely
do?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Just let us know.
And popping back to the toters, and maybe Tom can give you an idea, but some of our residents, somewhere along the line, I don't know how they did it, but they purchased waste management toter cans. You'll pick those up, no problem. That I know of, I think I've seen a half a dozen of them around the township that still come to the road. And if they would go, this is where we run into a problem with waste management, they were going and buying their own toters instead of renting one. As long as it's within that size range, would you still pick that toter up?
So like a Home Depot, like if they went to Home Depot to use a generic name and bought, you know,
I'm not a fan of that, and here's why. I know what the specs are on our containers.
Yep.
I don't know necessarily what the specs are on a Home Depot container. So if they were to go out to Home Depot and buy just a regular, anything under, like, say, 35 gallons in size, because I think we're still handpicking a lot of stuff out here, right?
Correct. Okay.
So anything under 35 gallons in size, that's within the regular realm of your collection. We'll take that, no problem. Okay. When you get into anything above 35 gallons, then it's A, either has to be picked up with a cart tipper or an arm on the truck, right? Mm-hmm. One of the two ways. We can't pick it up manually. And so that's where, like, these carts that Home Depot sells, they don't have, like, the guarantee, and I don't know necessarily if they're always going to be compatible with our collection equipment. So no, anything like those carts that are from Home Depot, we'll work with the existing ones, I guess, and we'll do our best to work with the existing ones. But please don't advocate that they can just go out and buy that cart. If they want a true cart, we'll rent them a cart. You know, we'll rent them a cart, and they can subscribe to that. But those other carts, we just have
a lot lighter weight.
And driver, you know, made a mistake. He was a newer driver, just came off training. Used the arm on the truck to grab a regular, like, 35, you know, 45 gallon container. Well, he smashed it like a beverage container. You know, it's like, you know, and then you get this crinkled up thing that used to represent a garbage cart. You know, so that's why not to be difficult, but it's just to protect their investment. Future investment, and as well as,
because that was questions we were asked, and during the when Waste Management was here, they didn't want to pay for that toter, but they seen the toters and thought, oh, that'd be a nice idea. They went and bought them, then it got to be a battle for a while on it. So
do we have a lot of, like, those Home Depot type?
No, not out here. It's more or less like the old, like, Fondacy cans with the bottom. It's like the same style, like you said,
a Fondacy and ARS. Hey, there might even be a BFI toter out here, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of them too.
Because we've been out here in Waste Management. Yeah, we'll pick those up. We'll pick those up. That's not a problem.
In general, it's mostly 35 gallon cans out here.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Typically, when you get to your store bought toters, are very flimsy.
Yeah.
They don't hold up, you know, Tom could probably tell you, they don't hold up well in the winter when it's frigid. And you even if you go to dump it and if the equipment ain't 100%, it can catch a snap at a bar, break the toter in half. Ours and same thing with A-Buy are pretty thick. And not only that, but we guarantee it. I mean, if we break it, we're going to replace it. And it's going to be no charge to the customer.
Okay, and the other issues we had with Waste Management, now we're allowed the three cans. I roll three cans to the road, then I set three bags on top of the full cans. Waste Management would take the bag off the top, throw it on the ground, dump the can, leave the three bags. Is that going to be an issue? The residents, and correct me if I'm wrong, haven't been doing that as much. Occasionally you'll get holidays, a couple extra bags, so they try to get rid of them. Is that an issue with that? Because
no.
The way I always looked at it, and I'd go down and I'd look, and there would be cans for five houses, and the next six wouldn't even have a can out. Yeah. But we threw these three bags on the ground, and you're not picking up the next six stops anyhow. It really wouldn't have mattered in the big scheme of things if you'd have just taken the three bags, other than the driver had to throw those extra three bags.
And that's where the driver comes into play.
Right.
I mean, not to get Tom's guy in trouble, but, like, my house, there'll be weeks we only send out two cans. We're allowed three.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Christmas time, holidays, there'll be my two cans plus two bags. He'll take them because he knows that 90% of the time I'm only putting out two cans. He doesn't.
My expectation is just that, right? If there's a couple extra bags, we take it. Now, if it's excessive, totally different story. Yeah. But
if it becomes a habit, like every week,
the
driver's going to notify us.
Yep.
We're going to notify
the rest of
you.
You know, maybe you can talk to the resident and let them know that.
Yeah,
Yeah, if you had somebody that got really creative and say you had three cans out there, and they have like six more cans worth of stuff stacked on top of it, we'll probably,
which
you know,
see. Yeah, and, I mean, not here, but I mean in general,
no,
you are funny.
You will, and I'm sure, you know, All-Star, you know, and Tom and Terry have probably, you know, had those situations and maybe had a conversation about that. We're here to work with you. You know, I mean, we're not making any real sweeping changes. Like I said, initially it's just the trucks, you know, just the trucks, try to keep it the same.
Well, and on a day-to-day basis, me and Tom and Terry work good together. If there was a question, they would call me, being the road superintendent. I'm usually here. I'd run out and look at the stop and say, yes, that's uncalled for or something. But when you look down the road, and we got a lot of elderly people, and it's just like when I go brush chipping, you drive down the road, and the little old lady drags two branches and throws them next to her driveway, but she's got a burn pile out back, and you think, why am I stopping? Well, they'll actually throw out like maybe a grocery bag or two grocery bags. Mm-hmm. You got to watch for those, especially along North Curtis. They'll pitch them up next to the guardrail, and they're real easy to miss. Stuff like that. That's what used to bother me the most, is you'd see that, but yet waste management would leave part of the garbage here. But stop and pick all these little bags up as they went down the road too. So,
as you can tell, we're not fans of waste management.
Yeah,
at all.
I love how it became about them. It's like, waste management asked you guys. It's like they went from waste management right to you. Like,
well,
just like, we're
well, and to be honest, we had a few stumbling blocks right at the first with you guys. But with any new company that comes in, you're going to have that, drivers not knowing the routes and stuff like that. I would get in arguments with waste management over missed garbage and being told that they're late set outs, but I got a mile of a piece of a road that was a late set out. No, the driver drove past a mile's worth of garbage and started picking stuff up.
Well, and one that thing I wanted to say real quick while you're on the subject is, like, I feel confident that, like, our as a company, we're like, we want to take what's out and be done with it. We don't want to come back. We don't want to. And I'm pretty confident, like, we've worked alongside his competitors with Republic the whole time we've been in business. We're in the same community, same days. I feel confident that they have the same view. Like, they don't like to leave garbage. Those drivers don't want to leave piled. They don't want to have to come back out. They don't want to send people out. So as long as it's like common sense and within reason, then absolutely. I feel confident you guys aren't going to have issues like you have with waste management, drivers pulling out markers and writing how heavy the can is, and they're not doing that nonsense. So
again, it's All-Stars drivers, and we're just transitioning
right
to a different
yeah
truck, right?
Yeah.
It's a smooth.
That's really that is transition. Really the difference here, in probably anything you've experienced in the past when you've switched companies, is that, you know, what happened yesterday, what happens tomorrow, you know, starting January 6th, is really not going to be different. You know, I mean, the only difference is really the trucks. You know, it's really going to be, you know, the look of the truck, but other than that, it's same people behind the steering wheel.
Get the same conversation we just had with our driver yesterday, who's going to be here doing under Republic banner. It was almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have the same job. You're just driving a different truck, and so your driver who's out today is, you know.
Good.
So, yeah.
Now I do believe you guys are coming over for during the transition.
Yeah.
Right? So that they're going to.
Tom will be here.
So Tom's still going to be.
He knows the community well. So.
Well, actually, since he come in late, he didn't hear that you guys extended him. He's there for like 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you don't get here on a meeting on time. So
you missed the donuts and all the important messages.
Trust me, as a supervisor, I'm okay with this.
But no, the transition was really well going with All-Star, because the end of what we had with waste management was it was like a fight every week. And you come in here, there was nothing to have 12 to 14 messages, missed garbage, you name it, every week. And it just got to be, even with the road supervisor that I was dealing with, you know, he was just downright. We got in an argument in the middle of a road down here on whether he should pick something up. They had some garden hose and stuff laying with their unlimited pile, and they drove by it. I mentioned it to the supervisor, which was following them because he wasn't believing what we were telling him. And I said, now why didn't we pick that up? Well, that's hazardous waste. I says, when did it become hazardous waste? Because I pulled out the slip and I says, here's your list. And then garden hose is not on it. And we were leaving stupid stuff like that that just didn't make any sense to me. And when you're in the community service side of it, your presentation means a lot to everybody. And when it comes down to the next go around, you're most probably not going to be here type thing.
Well, that's the thing with, you know, with this business specific, right? I mean, there's a few fundamentals of government, of local government. And it's, does my water run? Does my toilet flush? My streets plowed? And does the fire trucks and the police officers show up? And is my trash picked up? I mean, those are the basic fundamentals of government. And, you know, as a contractor, you know, for the township, you know, we might as well be running around with Jerusalem Township on the side of the truck, because everybody knows we're not there just out of the goodwill. You've entrusted us to pick up and handle their waste in the township, so you know our performance is a reflection upon your decision, and so we want to make sure that that's a solid, sound, you know, brand for you and for us as well. So we don't want to have any, you know, residents that are upset and, you know, and things like that. We want to carry on the good. The good relationship and the good name that All Star has done a great job, you know, working here in Jerusalem Township. So, that's again, we're just changing the truck. I mean, you know, that's really it here. That's what we're doing. So,
all right. Anything good else? We can move on to the what is this? The amendment.
So this will be the consent resolution. That we consent to the transfer of the service agreement from All Star to Republic. we accept that our contract will continue on with the transfer of ownership.
So I believe there's two consents. There's one from the township. I think there's another one that has to be done because your contract's done through Lucas County as well.
This is the Lucas County one here.
There are two contracts, two resolutions that originally, but all we got from the commissioners was a single resolution.
Basically, consent.
Yeah, because they have to consent to it as well.
Yep. Yeah, they have to sign.
Yes, yep, that's how it typically
works. Okay. All Star signs, okay. Lucas County Solid Waste Management, and then we sign. So, I guess you want to do it or you want me to do it?
That's fine.
Okay, I move the service try to move to accept the service provider agreement as read here by and between Lucas County Solid Waste Management and All Star Disposal and Recycling Services, dated as of August 14th, 2018. We are pleased to advise that All Star recently agreed to sell certain of its assets to Allied Waste Services of North America LLC Republic. The contract identified above is among the assets proposed to be sold to Republic as part of the sale. We are confident that Republic will continue the business relationship embodied in the contract and will continue to provide services to the district at the highest level. The sale will constitute an assignment of the contract, requiring the district's consent. Accordingly, we kindly request that the district acknowledge and consent to the assignment. Specifically, by signing this letter, the district acknowledges and consents to the assignments, waives any right to terminate the contract as a result of the assignments, acknowledges and ratifies the terms of the contract, acknowledges and confirms that All Star is not in default or breach of any term or provision of the contract, acknowledges that the assignment and acknowledges and confirm there is no outstanding defense, offset claims, or counterclaims by or in favor of the district against All Star under the contract or against the obligations of All Star under the contract. If the sale is not consummated for any reason, this letter will cease to have effect on the contract, will remain in place between All Star and the district in accordance with the terms. Please note that we expect the to complete the transaction on or around January 6, 2020. Accordingly, we would appreciate your prompt attention in this matter. The terms of the sale are also confidential, and that we request that the request that to the extent possible, the district keep the proposed sale and terms of this letter confidential. If you have any questions, please contact. Okay. So that is the motion on the floor.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Motion carries. So looks like we need to sign, and then this gets sent back to
the county commissioners. Well, do you folks want to sign here or?
Yeah, well, it's only between.
It's only between
All-Star.
Okay. Yeah, we only sign it when it goes to county commission, because there's a different one for between All-Star and the county.
So when does the All-Star rep sign off?
At closing.
Okay. All right. Afterwards. After it goes through the commissioners. Okay.
So all we gotta do is sign it, send it off.
Very good. Okay.
Is there anything else, gentlemen, for these guys? Nothing. Okay, looking for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Roll call. Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, folks.
Yep. Thank you. We all got to sign this, or just one of us?
I think all of us
should. All of us should, yeah.
Yeah, we just.
No, I'll tell you what. You got a pen?
Sure. Yep.
I guess I'll sign first, then you guys can go right on now.
Yeah, we'll just sign. Pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you for making the trip.
Oh. Pleasure.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. See you down there. OTA.
Yeah.
You go down there?
I haven't been yet, actually. And
the eats are pretty good.
Yeah. That's what everybody, that's what Scott tells me. So, yes, absolutely.
Look forward to working with you. Sounds good. We're just so worried the way Waste Management treated us. I mean, actually, the reps were good, but it was the guys, the drivers were the ones that were bad.
No, that's why, you know, bringing their drivers over and just putting them in different trucks, status quo, makes things very,
yes.
You know, bringing Tom on board too, and his knowledge of everything, that's going to be huge. So any hiccups, he'll know exactly what to do.
Well, we took over, we didn't know Terry at all. Like, I'm like, we're just gonna follow his management truck around and follow his route. And they were like,